Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our goal is to bring you interesting topics and guests. And today we have a special guest. We are broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our guest today is Chief Porter from the Village of Huntley. Chief, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you, Ron. It's great to be here.
So, Chief, tell us about your background and where we stand.
Sure. I'm actually in my 36th year of law enforcement. It seems like I started just yesterday, and here I am 36 years later. I was fortunate. I spent almost 29 years with the Village of Downers Grove as a police officer there. I was chief for the last 15 there. And I'm now in my seventh year in law enforcement as chief of police here in Huntley. Love the department, love the people, love the community. It's a great place to be. Married, couple sons, adult sons, diehard Cub fan. Love to spend time with my family, love sports, and I love what I do.
Diehard Cub fan. Boy, last year they were atrocious, weren't they?
They were, and I know you had Dave Johnson on here not too long ago, and he's a diehard Sox fan, so we always have this Cubs-Sox rivalry here in Huntley, but it's all good.
So let's talk about a little bit about the makeup and the structure of the department for the folks out there.
Sure. First of all, the department itself is a nationally accredited department through CALEA. We are broken down into two divisions. We've got 38 sworn officers and a total of 45.5 total employees. The breakdown of the department goes, each is broken into patrol services and support services. Each division is led by a deputy chief. We have Deputy Chief Linda Hooten, who oversees our patrol division, and Deputy Chief Amy Williams, who oversees our support service division. Our patrol division is our largest division. We have six sergeants down there and a number of officers. And our support service division is investigations. We've got a community resource officer. Most of our civilians report to the support service side, our records division. So, and accreditation and training also fall under support services.
And Chief, with all these different divisions, do you also have a canine that works with the chief, with the officers?
We do not have a canine at this time. We are looking into a station dog, which would be, you'd bring the dog out to, the canine out to different community presentations. But right now, we do not have a canine.
Okay, so I'm sure a lot of people wonder about the goals and objectives of the department for 2022 and beyond. If you can share some information with us on that, Chief.
Sure. We have got a lot going on. I'll kind of hit on some of the high points. Right now we're at a point where we're implementing our new five-year strategic plan. So we have representation from the various divisions within our building. And we've got a committee put together, and we're looking at where we're at currently as a department and where we want to be 5 years from now. So I'm really excited about that process. We also assembled a very a broad committee to address all of the technology needs that we have in the department. That's going to be the theme here the next couple of years. Right now, as I'm sure our listeners are following, there's been a lot of advances in technology. We're looking at body cams. We're doing some demos with that. Looking at updating our in-car cameras. Digital storage is a big issue right now. Instead of trying to burn everything on disks, we're looking at a digital storage program. License plate readers is also something you're seeing a lot on the media. It's a nice tool for law enforcement. We're looking at potentially license plate reader technology for next year. So that's some of our high points in technology. We actually... one of the other programs we implemented this year is we actually hired a full-time social worker that works with the community, works with our officers. It's been a highly successful program. We had, prior to this year, we had a part-time person that was subcontracted out, and we've actually hired her on full-time. So that's another program that's worked out very well. Social media, it can be a blessing and it can be a curse in our profession.
Correct.
We've chosen to try and use it to our advantage. We've got a very active social media program. Our officers are highly engaged in that. A lot of our community events, our community interactions, The positive things that our officers do each and every day out in the field, we tend to recognize them on social media. So we're looking at advancing that, bringing that to a different level this year, and actually putting together a social media team that more formalizes a lot of the input and stuff that we get for staff. Expanding our drone program. This was a program that we implemented a handful of years ago. We're looking to get advances in that. Drones are something that we use a few times a year. Pretty much for when you have a missing person or missing child, you can cover an awful lot of area with a drone. If we have an accident reconstruction, a lot of that's drone technology too. We can actually expedite. If we have a fatal accident, we actually use the drones to help us put together the scene.
That's pretty amazing. With a drone, that's digital imaging that's sent back to the station or to a monitor?
It gets sent to the monitor. So you have the drone operator is actually viewing in real time.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. It's another tool that we have, that we use to our advantage. Looking at expanding our community programs, I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about it later, but with COVID the last couple of years, a lot of our community interactions and law enforcement in general took a pretty big hit. So we're really looking to kind of reinvigorate that this year and really kind of try and increase our community interactions. Running a new police recruitment process. This is probably the biggest challenge in my 21 years of being a police chief right now is trying to recruit and retain employees. The last couple of years have been pretty rough on law enforcement, and a lot of agencies are struggling to get qualified candidates. So we implemented a new program where we will look to hire not only new recruit officers, but also for lateral transfers. So you're bringing on officers from other agencies as well.
Well, that's a big problem for all the departments in the area, Chief, and that's why lateral transfers have become kind of the state of the art for departments because of the fact that there's not as many recruits coming out and applying for the job anymore. Part of it's been because of the press that the police departments have received over the years, but also there's just not that incentive anymore or enthusiasm for the police department. So the lateral transfers, I think, are going to help a lot of departments out.
Yeah, I think if you get the right person and the right fit, it could be highly successful. We actually hired 3 officers within the last year, all from other agencies, and they've worked out just great. So we're actually running another process now. We've got 3 vacancies, and we just got done with interviews for another lateral transfer.
So when you bring your lateral transfers in, then what type of training do they go through? Now, they've got basic training to begin with, but then every department's a little bit different.
Yes. Once they get through all of the testing, then they were actually assigned to a field training officer, and they will proceed through our field training program. And then once they successfully complete that, they actually go right into patrol. So instead of hiring somebody that actually has to go to the academy and then they go through the field training, it could be almost a year before you actually get that officer from point A to Z. You know, as a fully functioning police officer.
And even then, he has to go through all the steps to go through all this training once he comes back from the academy and joins the department.
Exactly. And that's where the laterals, they've got the experience, and once they get done through field training, they go right into full-time patrol.
So with a lateral, how do you attract them to Huntley, saying, okay, our community is a better one for you to come to?
We tend to utilize social media to really build up our department and our community. If you ask any of our officers, one of the things that's special about Huntley is the partnership with the community. Is we do a lot of community events. We're very community oriented, and many of the candidates that we interview mention that they want to feel supported. They want to go to a community that cares, and they know Huntley does. And we also tell our own existing staff, you're our best recruitment tools. So if you know people that are either looking for a change or in many cases they're looking to go to a little larger department with more opportunities, we're a viable candidate for the people in that situation.
Chief, I'm sure listeners are wondering about the crime trends in Huntley and especially in the Del Webb community where, you know, folks go away for the winter months and their homes are left vacant. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. Huntley is very typical of most communities in the area of crime. We have a very safe community here. However, we do get our calls for service, and most of our crimes typically are property-based. And we also see a lot of scams, and it's not unique to Huntley, as I mentioned before. So what I tell people, and I do a lot of speaking along with my staff down in Sun City, and we tell people that if you know your neighborhoods better than anybody else. Typically, we'll have four or five officers on the street for a town of 14 square miles, which is very average for most agencies. And we can't be everywhere all the time. So what we tell people is if you see something that's out of the ordinary, don't hesitate to call us. And we will be there. We will check it out. Many times it turns out to be something that's not criminal in nature. But let us determine that. We tell people all the time, you know, if you can do certain things on the front end to try and make yourself not a victim, look at your landscaping. We encourage people. Oftentimes, you've got the doorbell cameras that are out there now. Utilize that type of technology. Vary your pattern. If you're doing the same thing all the time, people that are committing burglaries know that. So I encourage people to kind of change up their routine sometimes. Communicating with your neighbors. Your neighbors are, they know you. They know your actions and your activities. If you're going to be traveling over the winter, and leaving your home vacant, don't make it look vacant. Have some, make sure you stop your mail. Have people check on your house. If it snows, you know, have somebody arrange to do your drive. And so don't make it look like there's nobody home there for extended periods of time. Because many times, it's been my experience since I've been up here, is a lot of these burglaries also occur, you know, over the winter months too, in the holidays. And
right.
So those are a few tips as far as the burglaries. The scams, we get a lot of scams, as everybody does. And I always tell people, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So don't hesitate to call and ask us. Or if you get a phone call, for one, I mean, the IRS was a big one. Don't give any information over the phone when you get these. The Microsoft one on the computer is another one. You know, there's so many different scams out there. People trying to get your identity, especially on the computer. There's so many phishing scams that are out there now. And your police department is a resource. So again, ask us, call us. We'll send an officer over there. We'll look at even your email and work through that.
Just a reminder, folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM. WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio station. If you need more information, please go to huntleyradio.com, click on Contact Us, and let us know your thoughts. We'd be happy to hear them. Chief, with the Del Webb situation, you're right. If your driveway's not plowed, if you don't have timers and your lights going on and off to make it appear that you're there, I know there's some other things that are going on. They're happening in suburbs right now where they're having a 12 or 14-year-old teenager with a box of candy, goes to your door selling candy bars, which is really not done by many communities anymore. And as soon as you open the door, right behind the teenager is a young man with a gun that ransacks the house. So that's going on in some of the suburbs in the area. I'm not sure if you had that happen in Huntley yet.
We've been fortunate. We have not had the home invasion situation here in Huntley. That's not something I've seen a lot up here in this area. However, it is, I always tell people, if you don't know the person, you know, don't answer the door. Or, you know, that's one of the other benefits of having the Ring doorbell. You can actually ask questions, you know, without having to open the door. But there's always scams. You know, one of the things we see with the burglaries as well is where they'll knock on your door or they'll ring your doorbell. They usually always do. And if nobody answers, that's when they'll kick in the front door or they'll go to the back door. But if you're in a situation, you do answer the door, and if somebody gives you a response that you don't think is normal, they're looking for somebody else, or they lost their dog, or they used to know somebody who used to live here. We had one a couple months ago where they actually wanted to come in the door to check the water. Those are scams. So they're looking to try and get in your home. So what I would encourage you to do is if somebody is in that situation and you do open the door, call us and let us check it out. You may very well have prevented a gypsy-type burglary.
Well, with spring coming now, I would imagine the scams would probably increase, where it's going to be someone coming along wants to put a new roof on your house or wants to do your landscaping or some other service and try and dupe an elderly person who's in that home. They're more than likely better off just not answering the door or calling the department because they're not sure who's at the door.
Sure. We can check it out or tell them to leave a card. And you can have a loved one or a family member do a little bit of background on that contractor or whoever was coming up. The driveways is another one, the driveway sealant. That's another one that you see a lot of these crews come in and, target your residents.
And that's usually, they say, we're in the neighborhood. We're doing so-and-so's house down the block. So would you like us to do yours while we're here? And we'll save you some money. That's usually another approach that they take.
Exactly.
Chief, over the last couple of years, I know there's been a lot of challenges in law enforcement. What can the department do to handle these challenges, or what is the department doing?
You know, it's been a rough couple of years, for everybody. Our profession in general, it's been a real challenge. I'm really proud of the way that our department and our village has stepped up during the pandemic. When we first started hearing about the word COVID, when we started to see it kind of evolve into where it's now hitting our country, we had to pretty much put together an action plan and how we were going to respond. And it really changed everything we do. I'm all about humanizing the badge and getting out in the public and encouraging our officers to get out of the cars and kind of educate people on what we do. We had to completely change our response, and we had to minimize our contact with the public. We had to make sure we had enough PPE for our officers. We didn't know what the impacts were going to be. We changed our entire response plan. One of the things that we were all impacted by was our community interaction. Again, our brand is to be out in the public here at Huntley, and there's a great partnership with our community, and we couldn't do it. So what we chose to do was think outside the box a little bit, and what can we do to turn this into a positive. So we started doing the parades. So people's birthday parties, anniversaries, retirements, somebody coming back from the military. We just had a couple officers, and many times we teamed up with the fire department, and we just did a little parade. So you had the kids out in the front yard or grandma and grandpa, and they were very well received. I believe we ended up doing about 700 of them within a couple of years. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
But it's something positive that we could do that was not exposing anybody to any type of face-to-face contact and bringing a smile to somebody's face during a troubling time. And you couple that with the social unrest. We had the tragic situation with George Floyd, and you had a lot of the demonstrations and the rallies and police department, unfortunately, police departments everywhere were also impacted by that. And people were looking at us differently. Morale was terrible for police officers that were in this field. We've got so many good men and women that are just normal people doing a job, and trying reinforcing that with them. I mean, they're moms, dads, brothers, sisters. They're active in their churches. They're little league coaches. They're just normal people. So, trying to do our best to try and keep people's morale up in a very difficult time was a challenge, but I'm proud of the way the department responded. There's been a lot of legislative changes that we have had to look at. Fortunately, being in a nationally accredited department, a lot of our policies are really sound already, but we had to look at some of our policies and training and procedures, so that was a pretty significant impact.
Do you foresee walking patrols ever in the future, like in areas like Del Webb or certain sections, that they'd be a good idea having walk control as opposed to the squad car driving around?
We actually do that now. We encourage our officers to get out of the car, to do a lot of foot patrols. So you'll see them, especially like in the square or during special events or when we have concerts in the square and activities down there. Yeah, you'll see the officers team up, get out of the car, just spend some time on foot, maybe stop by and get some gelato over at Manny's, and Just spend some time getting to have that face-to-face interaction with the community. We also use our bike unit a lot. So we've got our officers that are specially trained to ride the bike and go on bike patrols. So you'll see the racks on the back of some of our squad cars. And the officers will throw the bikes, our bike officers, on the back of the car, and they'll go out and they'll ride through the parks, they'll ride through the square, they'll ride through some of our businesses, and just kind of mix it up a little bit. So I think it's very well received from the community. I get more positive feedback on that, you know, when they see the officers out. You know, it's important.
Well, I think it's important because if you remember years ago, you were taught as a child that when a policeman was there, you talk to him, you know, you shake his hand. They're part of the community. They're a friend, not a foe. And I think that's really important that as people are growing up, children are growing up, that they see the police department as someone who's going to support them, not alienate them.
I think that's a great point. That's where we've tried to really get that positive message out. You'll see a lot of things on our Facebook. It may not necessarily be the officer kicking in the door and chasing the armed robber, because we don't get a lot of that here. But it's going above and beyond. It's stopping to play basketball with the kids. We had an officer that was photographed and this winter is sledding with the kids. You know, but it's that stuff that you get. I call it planting the seeds in your community. It's they're getting to know you. Their interaction with the police department is a positive thing. And then one of the other programs is very unique to Huntley is our CPA and our CERT group, and we've got all of these citizens now that are working side by side and volunteering with our officers. And that program, our CPA alumni, we got over 100 people there, and so we have special events. Wow. They're out there with the officers, and they're kind of an extension of us, so it's all good stuff.
That's awesome. I think that's what builds the rapport with the community by being with them, participating with them, and showing that, you know, you're a person too. You have a uniform on, but you're also a person. You're a father, you know, you're a brother or whatever. And I think that's really important for the community too. Don't you, Chief?
I absolutely do. One of my pet peeves, and I'll send this out to our listeners, is when you have somebody and they come up to you as a police officer in uniform and they say, "See what's going to happen if you're bad, or this person's going to lock you up." And I know they're trying to do it and basically there's a reason why they're trying to do it, and they're trying to do it in fun, but it instills the wrong message. So, and I usually correct parents when they do that. It's like, that's not what we're here for. We don't want, if a child gets lost, the last thing in the world that we want is them to be afraid to come to us for help. And I think when you do that with a young child, they're going to be hesitant because you're putting us in a different light. So anything we could do to humanize the badge and get the positive message out, I'm all for.
Yeah, you don't want to fear the badge. You want to befriend a badge, and you're absolutely right, because it looks like it's a punishment more than a friendship.
Yes. We've actually had people bring their kids into the police department and ask to do that, and I'm always like, no, that's the last thing in the world you want to do.
So. Well, as we get near the end here, Chief, is there anything you want to pass along to the community that you'd like to share with them?
No, I just reinforce the fact that we are your partners, and don't be afraid to utilize us as a resource. Don't be afraid to come to us with questions. Don't always believe what you read or you hear. So, you know, you can always call me, you can always call any of our staff, and we'll get you the answer you need. And again, don't ever be afraid to call for help. It's you're not bothering us. We're there for you. We're your police department. So if you need assistance from us, don't hesitate to call.
Chief, how large is the department right now?
We're a total 45.5 employees with 38 sworn. That's the makeup of the department.
Okay, so someone's going to say 45.5. Who's the half person?
We've got a part-time records person.
Okay.
All
right. I had to throw it in, Chief.
Yeah, we don't split somebody in half. She's a part-time employee.
Well, that's good. And the part-time employment is probably a records department?
Yes. We've got one of the things, our records division processes a lot of paper and a lot of requests that come in. So we ended up adding a half position about 2 years ago, I believe.
Now, will there be an added burden once Amazon opens up their big facility as far as your department goes?
You know, we don't think so. Obviously, growth is something that we're constantly monitoring, and we will have to monitor and look at, you know, any type of calls for service type issues down there. But right now, you know, we don't feel that it will have a significant impact on us. We have grown our staff. We're up to 38 sworn now. So we have built our staff up with growth in mind. It is something we'll continue to monitor and adjust to as we move forward.
Well, Chief, thank you again for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and sharing that story with us about all the things that the department's doing to help the community. Folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM. It's WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Remember, huntleyradio.com. Click on Contact Us. We'll be happy to answer your questions. Until we meet again, thank you so much, Chief. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.